All right, praise God. The message for today is the benefits of giving thanks. The benefits of giving thanks. You know, well, most of us know that Thursday is Thanksgiving Day. We'll be celebrating Thanksgiving again. And my friends, you know, as we look around our own lives and the lives of others, praise God, we have so much to be thankful for. And there are great benefits in giving thanks. You know, the Bible said, give thanks to God in all things as unto God. The Bible says, enter to his gates with thanksgiving, into his courts with praise. Be thankful unto him and bless his name. For the Lord is good, and his mercy endureth forever, and his truth endureth to all generation. You know, my friends, we think about Thanksgiving, three things we think about sometimes, especially us guys, we think of family, food, and football. Amen. Football always come last. But that's the order we put it in, family, food, and football. But my friends, you know, it's a bigger picture in Thanksgiving than just family, food, and football. Now, while we'll park on Thursday and have apple pie, string beans, potatoes, stuffing, dressing, all those wonderful things, praise God. See, look at the miles just watering right now. Amen. And, you know, it's a wonderful time to get together and celebrate. But, my friends, there's a bigger picture of Thanksgiving. Should be in our hearts, just thankful hearts. We take a look at the people who's lost everything. Lost everything. Unbelievable. A twinkle of an eye, and everything is gone. Now, we tell them this morning, you should be thankful. You know, they will look at me and say, are you kidding? But those of us, my friends, who take things sometimes for granted. And my friends, Thanksgiving is something, it's every day. It's not the fourth Thursday in November. Amen. Amen. But Thanksgiving is a way of life for the body of Christ, amen, for the children of God. Praise God, each and every day we wake up, we are a miracle of God's blessing. We are a miracle, praise God, of his mercy. We are a miracle for him looking past our faults, seeing our needs, glory to God. You know, I used to hear preachers always pray. He said, I thank you, Lord, that someone laid down last night but didn't wake up this morning. Someone waked up but they couldn't get up. Amen. And that's some of us today, my friends. Someone laid down last night and didn't wake up this morning. Amen. But then some who wake up but they couldn't get up. But my friends, today, we are a miracle. And as we are a miracle in God's grace and mercy, praise God, we should be inundated with thanksgiving in our hearts. Inundated with thanksgiving. And the benefit of giving thanks, my friends, is, Lord, I just thank you that I'm saved. I thank you that you seal me by the Holy Spirit. I thank you that I'm your child, praise God. I thank you that you give me gifts and talents to bring glory to you. I thank you that I can pray without ceasing every day. I thank you that I have the liberty in Christ to bring glory to you. In the name of Jesus. All those things, my friend, resonate in your heart when it comes to the benefits of thanksgiving. Thanksgiving. And when the Bible says enter into his gates with thanksgiving, you know, my friends, it said, the Bible also says make a joyful noise. A joyful noise. Praise God. The noise should be joyful, glory to God. This is the day that the Lord has made. A joyful noise, glory to God. No, no, no. This is the day that the Lord has made. And then someone look at the clock going, I wish you had finished praise and worship. Come on now. I've seen it. I've seen it. Not here, not you. But I've seen it elsewhere. You know, God's so cool, they sat up doing this at watching clock. I mean, people are praising the Lord, giving glory to God. And some of them are too cool to praise God. Yeah. Taking God's grace for granted. My friends, that's a dangerous thing to do. Take God's grace and mercy for granted. His thanksgiving and all the things that God has blessed us with. You know, our health and strength, our jobs. He meet all of our needs according to his riches and glory in Christ Jesus. My friends, that's enough for us to be grateful for, thankful for, and shout to the Lord. Amen. Shout to the Lord. We should be grateful. And that's the benefits of giving thanks. In your notes, reading the Bible is not always easy. Sure, there's plenty within Scripture that we comprehend without much difficulty. But at times, we come across a passage that baffles us, or worse, makes us feel angry or annoyed. Sometimes it's because we simply don't understand what the Lord is saying through the text. It is easier to move on to a more appealing topic than to hash it out with God and to do what he says. In the end, the Bible challenges us to change. One of the verses that can really get under your skin is, in everything, give thanks. In everything. This command has nothing to do with feelings. Whenever God gives us a command from Scripture, it is for our benefit. Amen? Now, when the Bible said give thanks in everything, a lot of people misunderstand that scripture. That's why you should rightly divide the word of truth. See, the Bible said don't give thanks for everything. He said in everything. Amen. Now, friends, you know, I don't think nobody in Butte County or Southern California, Malibu, said, Lord, thank you for a fire. Thank you that my home is destroyed. No, but you know something? Our right harvest said, Father, in this hard time, I thank you that you never leave me or forsake me, that you have resources you're going to bring into my presence and in my midst. And through it all, you're a friend who sticks closer than a brother. And I'm thankful and grateful from my heart that you look past everything that I've done wrong. And you see right now I have a need. And I thank you, Lord, because you meet all my needs according to your riches and glory in Christ Jesus. We can thank God in everything, but not for everything. Amen? Does that make any sense? Amen. Number one, gratitude keeps us continually aware that the Lord is close by. Gratitude keeps us continually aware that the Lord is close by. Gratefulness doesn't come naturally in difficult circumstances. A decision to thank God for walking with us through the life makes us more sensitive to his comforting presence. You know, my friends, when you're walking, we sing the song, We Walk Through the Fire. I am not alone. You ever get to the place where that song really resonates at your heart, my friends? See, sometimes, listen, some songs just aren't sung to sing. Some songs, praise God, are ministry to your heart, my friends. And when you get to the place in your life where I am not alone, I am not alone, you will go before me. You will never leave me. Amen? See, that's a song in your heart, my friend. It's just not words from your mouth. The Bible says, let the words of your mouth and the meditation of your heart be acceptable in thy sight. O Lord, my strength, my redeemer. Amen. And my friends, when your words are resonating with him, that's a thankful heart. A grateful and thankful heart. Amen. And I tell you something, when I think of people being thankful and grateful, I'm reminded of the 10 leopards who came into Galilee in a little village where Jesus was sent. You can read about that in Luke 17. And they said, Master Jesus, have mercy on us. Jesus said, okay, I will. He said, go to the priest and show yourself to the priest and you'll be healed. Now, these 10 lepers all had leprosy, all right? Now, the 10 went and got healed. And guess what? One came back. The Bible said one came back and fell on his face in front of Jesus in absolutely thanksgiving because he was healed of the debilitating disease, my friends. You know, friends, that one that came back and Jesus told him, he said, your faith has made you whole. He asked, where's the other 9? I don't know. They disappeared. You know what, friends? We can always take God's grace for granted. Take his grace for granted and think Thanksgiving is just another day. But every day is Thanksgiving, friends. Every single day of our lives is Thanksgiving. And the things that's going on in our lives right now, we have ever be cautious, my friend, to have a day of Thanksgiving in our hearts. Not November, but every day. Amen. Every day of our lives should be a day of Thanksgiving and the benefits of giving thanks. Amen. And then I think of Jesus. You know, when he talk to the Father. He has so many remarkable examples for us. And one of those was Thanksgiving. I remember when he told the multitude that he had, over 4,000 people, he thanked the Father for the food for all those hungry people, and he multiplied the food. He thanked the Father for hearing his prayer, for raising Lazarus, who was raised from the dead. And then he thanked the Father in advance. He knew he was on his way to the cross. Amen. He thanked the Father, for the last time I'm going to drink and eat with my disciples. He thanked them for that. A wonderful example of giving thanks in difficult times. But you know, friends, it's easy for us to give thanks in good times. The old good time roll, I call it. You know, when everything is going down the mountainside. You know, we sing that song, rolling down the mountainside. And everything is good. But my friends, what about it's not so good? Amen. What about that fork in the road like the people in Butte County right now? Amen. Now, someone says, well, Pastor Paul, you know, it's just one of those things. No, it's not, friends. All of us is just one circumstance away. Amen. Now, you know, people don't want to hear that, but I'm going to tell you something, friends. What is going on in our nation today is unprecedented. I mean, not only in Butte County in California, but everywhere. Just look at the recent election, what's taking place. I mean, there is a change in our society, and the body of Christ need to come to the place where we're going to say, are we going to be a difference maker? Are we going to be grateful for our hearts and thanksgiving to everything that God has given us, all the tools and all the resources that he's given us? Are we thankful for them and, my friend, to impart those into someone else? Amen. The Bible says, occupy till he comes. My friend, occupying is just not sitting on your blessed assurance. Amen. See, listen. Occupying, my friend, is doing something to bring glory to God. And praise God, a spirit of thanksgiving. You know something? You will look for an opportunity to be a blessing to someone else because you are thankful. It's a benefit of being thankful and grateful, my friends. Amen. And now, while a lot of people look for, you know, Thursday to sit down and eat those mashed potatoes and stuffing and all those other good things, and then they'll sit there. I wonder how many pray and say, Father, thank you. Thank you. You know why, friends? It could be our last meal. Amen. Friends, I'm just bringing it home where it is. Amen. Life is a life of we don't know what's happening. Amen. But we have a Savior, a Father, who said he will never leave us or forsake us. That's our fire insurance, life insurance, friends. We have nothing else. Amen. And my heart breaks because it's heartbreaking to see people's hearts are broken. Amen. And I'm telling you, you hear more sad reports. Edie Lambert, KCRA News anchor woman, her family is affected by smoke. Unhealthy air. Unhealthy air. It's right here in the valley where I work. We all have to wear a mask. You see? And those are the things, my friends, you get to the point where you say, well, you know what? There's so many things happening, but praise God for Jesus Christ. I could be thankful to God that he's my Savior. I'm his friend. He's my dad. I love him. He's never going to leave me or forsake me. And because of that, I have a thankful heart. That's the benefits of Thanksgiving, my friends. Amen. It's the little things, friends. It's the small things. Praise God, we always look at these mountaintop experiences. My friends, a mountaintop could be just a little bit of hope in life that God gives us all to say thank you again. Amen. Praise the Lord. Number two, Thanksgiving helps us bring our will unto submission to God. Our will unto the submission of God. Thanking the Lord is a giant step toward being able to follow Christ's example and say God's will is best even if it's hard. In Luke 24, 22nd chapter, verse 42, the Bible says, Father, if it is your will, take this cup away from me. Nevertheless, not my will, but yours be done. The Father's will is always done for his children, my friend. And even though sometimes it seems hard, we ought to still have a heart of thanksgiving. A heart of thankfulness, a heart of gratitude. You know, you hear the saying, your gratitude determines your attitude. I tell you what, friends, that's not a figure of speech. That's a truth. Amen. Your gratitude of your heart does determine your attitude. Amen. And see, if you're one of those sourpuss Christians that just around think that everything's about you, you can't get what you want, you know, praise God, I should have this by now, go and look at those who are without. And then come back and give me your testimony then. You don't have a testimony, friends. See, friends, it's about coming to humility. Amen. I'm telling you, it is about coming to a place of humility in your heart to recognize time is winding up and time is shorter than we think. Amen. My wife and I, we've we've lost so many people in the last 2 months. It's incredible. Incredible. Grief on top of more grief on top of more grief. And then we stop and ask ourselves, wow, we have so much to be grateful for. So much to be thankful for. Amen. And praise God, we take the time to even take God's grace and mercy for granted in a time like this. And my friends, when you see things happen around you, death like that, it's time to take an inventory. Amen. It's time to take an inventory of your heart. Do your heart bleeds thanksgiving and thankfulness to God? Amen. The benefits of thanksgiving and of giving thanks unto God. Amen. Number three, it reminds us of our continued dependence upon the Lord. It reminds us of our continued dependence upon the Lord. Whenever we are trapped in a situation that leaves us helpless and hopeless, thanking God for his control over all things reminds us that he alone is our strength. He alone is our strength. Now, you know, we sing the song, I am not alone. He will go before me. He will never leave me. And my friends, you know something? It gets to the place where you know that you are not alone. That he does go with you. And sometimes, praise God, you can sense God's presence with you. Right in the midst of you thinking you can't make it. But his presence, praise God, his presence is so sweet. It's so sweet and so real, my friends. It inundates your hearts where you'll start singing a joyful noise. You will make a joyful noise. And praise God, the next thing you're singing, great is thy faithfulness, morning by morning, new mercies I see. All I have need thy hand has provided. Great is thy faithfulness, morning to thee. Amen. That's what happened, friends. You begin to make a joyful noise. Hallelujah to God. And friends, it's real. It's real. Amen. And I tell you what, friends, having a thankful heart and a grateful heart to the Lord for all he's done for us, it's at least we could do that. Amen. And praise God, never take the Lord's grace for granted. Amen. Well, you know, Pastor Paul, my alarm clock wakes me up every day. Glory to God, I go to work. What if the alarm clock don't go off? And one preacher told me a long time ago, what if the alarm clock goes off and you don't wake up? An old preacher told me that way back in this. I was 18 years old, he told me. Brother Brown, I tell you what, if that alarm go off, I don't wake up, you may wake up before the Lord. Of course, being a youngster, I didn't know then what I knew now. But you know what? Years later, I know what the old man was talking about. Never take God's grace for granted or his mercy for granted. Always praise God. Have an attitude of thanksgiving in your heart, friends. An attitude of thanksgiving in your heart. Amen. Number four, gratitude gives us an eternal perspective. Gratitude gives us an eternal perspective. The Apostle Paul was an amazing example of someone who suffered extreme hardship. You know, you talk about the apostle. You know, friends, the Apostle Paul was shipwrecked, beaten, taken so many things for doing the right thing. And a man who experienced extreme hardships but remained thankful and grateful. How many of us, praise God, is willing to go through? I mean, some of us, you know, a little thumbnail who misplaced our nail, then we're crying the blues. Amen. You know, sometimes... The hardships that the Apostle Paul, just look in the book of Colossians and all his teaching and all his imprisonment about what he went through and remained thankful. Yeah. And some of us, the first little stomping our toe, we're crying. We're not grateful. We're crying and complaining. See, the Bible said, do all things without murmuring and complaining. Yeah. A lot of us is going to school and got a cap and gown for complaining. Praise God, exchange that hat and go back to school and get one for thankfulness and gratefulness. Amen. They're going to go, I know it's not going to go over good. Bless your heart, I still love you. Amen. But see, it's, and you know what? It's always easy to complain because it's always something wrong. But my friends, I can tell you right now, there are many things you can find wrong, and there are so many things that are right in your life that we take for granted. Things that are right. Amen. And I want to challenge you that not because Thanksgiving is this Thursday, but realize every day is a day of Thanksgiving, friends. Every day of our lives is a day of Thanksgiving. Is there a focus on what God has done for us and how good he's done for us? That he has not judged us after our sins. That he looks past all our faults and see our needs. That he loves us with an everlasting love. Place people in our lives to be a blessing to us. To love on us. To pray for us. Amen. And despite this and that, praise God, he's still on the throne. Amen. We used to sing a song a long time ago, he's on the throne. And he's still on the throne, amen. Praise God. Because God is so good. Listen to what the Apostle Paul says. In 2 Corinthians 14, 4th chapter, I'm sorry, verse 16 through 18. Therefore, we do not lose heart, even though our outward man is perishing, yet the inward man is renewed day by day. I will never leave you or forsake you. For our light affliction, which is but for a moment, is working for us far more exceeding an eternal weight of glory. While we look not at the things that are seen, but at the things which are not seen. For the things which are seen are temporary, but the things which are not seen are eternal. Praise God, my friends. The Apostle Paul saying, have an eternal perspective of thanksgiving, of giving thanks, of being thankful, having a grateful heart. Amen. You know, when I was a kid in vacation Bible school, you know, some of you, my buddy Wayne back there, he knows. I mean, we went to vacation Bible school, and every time they passed out those Kool-Aid and cookies, they would tell us, all right, raise your hand, bow your head, and say your verse. You know. And then they would say, God is great and God is good. Lord, we thank you for this food. By hands we all must fed. Give us, Lord, our daily bread. Amen. But you know what? Yeah, I know. But you know something? We were being taught as kids to be thankful. Yes. Amen. For Kool-Aid and cookies. They always give us two cookies and one little glass of Kool-Aid at vacation Bible school. And praise God, between you and I, Pastor always got to try to get three cookies. Amen. But they was teaching us how to be thankful. Amen. Even as a kid. See, the Bible said, train up a child which way he go. When he old, he won't depart. Amen. And see, some people, the reason there's some spoiled kids right now, it's not the kids' fault, it's the parents' fault. Amen. It's the parents' fault. Don't get mad with your kid. Amen. See, listen. I know because I have a son and daughter of my own. And I've had to preach to them and talk to them the same way I would do anybody else. And my friends, when your kids are off the chart of unthankful and being ungrateful, it is your job. God calls you to be the minister of your children. And don't send them to school, think those school, the people in the school go, they don't care. All they want is your money. They don't care about your kids. You have to be the anchor of your house, my friends. You have to be the steward of your kids and teach those kids to be grateful and thankful. Yes. And not think life is just a bowl of cherries and everything comes down the pipe is a good old goody two-shoe. It's not like that. And you know something? If they aren't grateful now, look out down the line. Amen. If you ain't teaching them how to be thankful and grateful right now, look out down the line. And you know what'll happen? Down the line, about 20 years from now, they'll come knocking on your door. Who is it? Mom, it's me. Amen. Then they come in and give you this long story of what happened. And praise God, as a parent, you love your kids. You welcome in. Amen. But how about the job of letting them be grateful and thankful early? This is God has taught us. We ought to teach our kids. Amen? Praise God. Father, we just thank you so much for your gratefulness. We just love you today because you're faithful to that promise. We just bless your name and praise you and give glory to your majestic name. We love you today with an everlasting love because you loved us first. Help us, Father God, to be so grateful and thankful in our hearts for the small, for the mundane things that we take for granted. We ask you in Jesus' name to help our hearts to be grateful and thankful as unto you, to give glory to you in all that we do or say. In Jesus' name, amen.